This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Burkina Faso's government says gunmen killed at least 100 civilians in a village. That's according to a government spokesman, and saying that the attack took place in Sohan village. The market and several homes were also burned down. The president described the attack as barbaric and called for 3 days of mourning. A researcher at the Armed Conflict Location and Event Date Project says it was the deadliest attack recorded in Burkina Faso since it has been overrun by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State about 5 years ago. Three American U.S. senators visiting Taiwan say the U.S. will give the island 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines. It's part of President Joe Biden's move to share millions of jabs globally. Taiwan has complained that China is hindering its efforts to secure the injections amid an outbreak. Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth, who arrived in Taiwan with her two colleagues Sunday, says the trip underscores the bipartisan support for the Democratic Island that Beijing claims as its own renegade territory. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu welcomed the senators and said China continues to try to block Taiwan's international assistance and prevent it from participating in the World Health Organization. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he is deeply disappointed the Roman Catholic Church has not offered a formal apology and made amends for the role it played in Canada's former system of church-run Indigenous boarding schools. Friday's comments come days after the remains of 215 children were located at what was once the country's largest such school. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Millions of Nigerians were unable to access Twitter after the government enforced an indefinite suspension of the microblogging platform's operations in Nigeria. The Association of Licensed Telecommunications Operators of Nigeria said in a statement Saturday that its members have suspended access to Twitter in compliance with a government directive to do so. The Nigeria government said Friday it was indefinitely suspending Twitter in Africa's most populous nation after the company deleted a controversial tweet that the President Muhammadu Buhari made about the secessionist movement. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is pushing the Republicans to support those candidates who share his values in next year's midterm elections as he launches a new, more active phase of his post-presidency. The former Republican president on Saturday teased the prospect of another presidential bid of his own in 2024, but he vowed first to be an active presence on the campaign trail for his allies and next year's fight for control of Congress. Trump delivered his latest comments in a speech to hundreds of Republican officials and activists gathered for the North Carolina GOP convention. It was the opening appearance in what is expected to be a new phase of rallies and public events. The first cruise ship since the pandemic has made its way through the heart of Venice, escorted by triumphant water-spouting tugboats and elated port workers. But the battle for Venice's future was stark as the MSC orchestra set sail with about 1,000 passengers, hundreds of canal-side protesters and a small armada of wooden boats waving no big boats also saw the ship off on Saturday. The voyage heralded the return of cruise ships to the Italian city, but it reignited an anti-cruise movement that for more than a decade has opposed the passage of the enormous ships. The U.S. government has been taking a hard look at unidentified flying objects under orders from Congress, and a report summarizing what officials know is expected to come out this month. An alien unmasking is unlikely. Two officials briefed on the report say it found no extraterrestrial link to sightings reported and captured on video. The report will not rule out a link to another country, though, according to the officials. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.